The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
A man in Canada took home a pot-bellied pig from the SPCA in British Columbia and ate it. Butchered it and ate it. And yeah, people are freaking out. He got it from the Society for the Protection of Cruelty to Animals. That would have said
something.
Whatever.
Like
anyway.
That. Sure.
Anyways, yeah, he took it home and butchered it and ate it. Leon Davis, who helped care for Molly and dozens of other piglets as part of a rescue operation last summer.
He's got to be banned, right?
They did. They banned him. But this Leon Davis, who helped care for him, said, you know, all the animals that came through our care or branches we get attached to hear that somebody did this to an animal that we worked so hard to make sure was healthy and tried to get into a good home is absolutely heartbreaking. We tried to impress on people that we're here to support and help if anything's gone wrong. We would have taken Molly back if the owner couldn't find a solution to any problems.
I don't think there was a problem. I think that the solution...
Molly be yummy.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a problem. That's good. And wait a minute. You did give him to a good home.
Well...
Right? You're saying a good home that won't eat him?
Yeah.
What are pigs for? Pigs are not supposed to be pets.
Actually...
Pigs are not pets. Pigs are food.
They're comfort animals, right,
swine?
Chris?
Yes.
Swine, food, or pet, Chris?
Food.
Food.
Actually, my sister, I told you about this, has a pig. He's so fat right now. I just saw him over the weekend. Mm-hmm. He's almost ready.
By
this Christmas, he will be ready.
Does she know that he's almost ready?
Oh, she does not know. We got her a dog. We're like, hey, here's a puppy. So, shiny thing. Yeah, here's a puppy.
What's the pig's name? Did she name it?
Oh, no.
Okay, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
She didn't name the pig?
No.
Wasn't he her service pig?
Yes.
But she wanted, yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't know he's going to be food.
I know.
Trust me. That pig, I was there. I gave him a lot of bread.
Oh, yeah. Fatten him up.
He got big.
Give him little massages. Get that tender.
He looks at me. He's like... I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yep, it's coming. Here we are.
I said, by Christmas, I'll be bringing home some nice bacon,
Oh, my gosh.
So, pretty good. One day he just, we don't know. Has anyone seen him? I don't know. He must have gotten out.
How do you kill a pig?
How do you what?
How do you kill a pig?
I mean, how do you kill a pig?
Do you, like, euthanize it? Do you, like, because I know how to kill chickens. You just,
like,
off with the head.
Gosh.
I just don't know how to kill a pig.
What you do is you sit him down and play hours and hours of that hog kid speechifying, and they kill themselves. That's how it is.
They kill themselves. He's like, swinicide.
That's right. Swinicide. We got to ban the guns to keep the pigs from killing themselves. Molly's owner is not being charged.
Good.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Good.
Because even though this is Canada, it's not animal cruelty because he butchered it humanely, they say.
Oh, so he was facing Mecca?
Well, that's only if you have to do it and it has to be halal.
It was halal.
No. It's just it wasn't killed cruelly. That's all. Yeah. Which is one part of halal.
So that's how you butcher a pig, not cruelly.
Okay. So what is not cruelly? Do you like shoot it behind the head
I don't know.
You do with a dog?
I think maybe try to like shoot it in its heart, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know how you kill them. I'm not so concerned with how they're killed. I want to get back to the bacon.
Do you know how to eat it?
I do. He's going to be blacklisted from future SPCA adoptions. Leon, the guy who helped care for the pig, is disappointed. He wants the law to change.
Of course he does.
He said you shouldn't be able to kill any pet. He said any humane euthanasia decision should be under the supervision of a veterinarian. He said I'm hoping that may change in the future.
But he's not a pig. I mean, he's not a pet.
No, he's not a pet. That's why. So that's, I guess, his argument. Or maybe it isn't. Maybe he means it is a pet and you should be able to kill any animal this way. I don't know if he's a vegetarian or not, but listen, this guy did some good. He took the pig off your hand, right?
It's true.
The pig you had to pay for, take care of it, and he took it home and he ate it. It's bacon, baby.
I don't think I could kill my pet, but...
That's why you don't name them, and that's why they don't live with you. They live outside, and then it's time to eat. What if your kids were starving?
Well, that's a different story.
All right, then you could do it.
I don't think there are
a lot
of starving people in
Canada. Get on board with the pig killing. Come on.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.